This is Report to Wyoming.
This is a fun episode. I really hope you enjoy it. I'm talking to Wendy Jo and Mike Prather. Wendy is a Wynonna Judd impersonator. They recently attended the concert at the Ford Wyoming Center and saw Wynonna Judd in concert. This is not their first time. And we talk about how she got into that, how she became such a super fan, and then ultimately I didn't realize this is a love story and how they fell in love. So great conversation. Hope you enjoy.
Well, I was actually singing on stage at the Eagles Lodge here in town as Wynonna. His sister dragged him down. He had just moved back from Vegas to help his dad with his company. And she walked in with this guy behind her, and I thought, dang, she always gets the good ones, you know? Come to find out it was her brother. And from that night on, we've never been apart. And then we ended up getting married in 2011.
Oh, my goodness. So are you a Casper boy, Mike?
I live here for 40 years, yeah. Been our business, me and my dad sold our business and got out of the trucking business, and we sold our house, and then her mom passed away, and then we moved down there with her dad to take care of him.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's been
yeah, it's been interesting. Now. Interesting.
Okay.
So,
do you miss Texas?
I do. Yeah. We both do. Yeah. I mean, he was born just 25 miles away from Houston, and 5 years earlier than me, right. And we both want to go back really bad. Yeah. It's just something that means a lot to us, and his mother is there now, so.
Now, Houston is a heck of a lot bigger. Were you kind of a city girl, or did you live on the outskirts?
We always lived on the outskirts. I was, I guess, what they call trailer trash. I don't know. We had our little single-wide trailer in a little town, and we loved it. We had great times there. We never really lived in the city. The only time we ever went to a bigger city was when there was a hurricane came through, and we thought, yeah, we don't need a houseboat. So we went to my uncle's and stayed there, and that was just a little bit too much. So outskirts are good.
Okay.
For
Did
both
you have
of
a
us.
Big family?
No, nope, just a brother and a sister. And yeah, that's about it, you know. A few years apart from each other, and it was crazy. It was crazy growing up, but it was fun. You think about Friday Night Lights, you know, the football, and I was a band geek, of course, and my dad is an amazing guitarist. I'm talking incredible. Yeah. So anyway, we were always listening to music, and it's just in my blood. I guess my instrument is my voice, is what they say, but always listening to music, always.
Was it always country music?
It was country music. It was Southern rock. You know, Asleep at the Wheel. I mean, that Ray Benson, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, it was a little bit of everything. Folk music. There was always fiddles. There was always guitars. There was drums. There was rocking out. There was this. There was that. It was always any kind of music. And then, of course, when I was in band, you're playing symphony type stuff. And some of it was really cool.
She was decorated.
So, yeah, I actually won medals at state with flute solos and things like that. So, yeah.
Tell them about the flute in the middle of Texas Stadium.
Oh, yeah, I played the piccolo in the middle of University of Texas Stadium. Go Longhorns, big time. I played Dixie while the band marched behind me in formation doing a drum thing, you know. That was the most amazing thing that I ever did. It was crazy. So every time we passed the stadium when we go down to see his mom, I'd go, I was there. I was on the 50-yard line. That was me. See the box?
The stage fright would get me.
You know.
Must not have that.
No.
Okay, so like performing. I mean, the country music showdown that they used to do, I don't know if they still do it or not. I won that locally 4 years in a row and got to go to the state thing. And I sang on some pretty big stages. One of them was the Greeley Stampede or something like that?
Yeah.
So they had the full-size stage because they had big names performing that night, and that's where they held the competition. And I want to say there was probably during the competition that I was singing in, the Country Showdown, there was probably about 1,500 people there everywhere.
Holy moly, that
would
be so scary.
No, and it was great because I sang, and then afterwards is when the adrenaline. And so I had a hard time walking off stage when I was done because my knees were shaking and things like that, so when I get a microphone in my hand, it's been a long time since I've sang on stage, but I go to a different place. It's crazy. I love it, and it's just really important to me to do it. So I'm hoping to get back into it. actually maybe start singing locally and things like that.
Yeah, she gets invited every year by several people, companies, and the parade in Glen Rock. She sings the national anthem.
Yeah, that's my big thing now, people call
Hogfest, she sings.
Yeah, the Abate Club. I love them. They actually have asked me the last, three, 4 years to sing for them. And that's one group you do not want to mess up that song. And this last year, I was asked to do it, and I wasn't able to due to an illness. And so that was really rough. But, yeah, I like doing that. Memorial celebrations at the cemetery. Yeah. Anybody, you know, that needs me, if they want me to sing, I love singing the national anthem. I love it.
You do have a great voice, just your speaking voice.
Thank you.
So I think that might be a good segue into your radio career. Because you were telling me on your way up here that you do have some radio experience.
A little bit, yeah. My first job was KBIC Radio, completely automated station. The only thing we ever did was every hour there was the weather, the this, the that, just a little thing that you would do live. And now I talk like this because I was from Texas and I was born and raised there. So, you know, and I come up here and KTRS, I know I'd call them forever. I mean, we moved up here and it was 3 days after we got our house kind of moved in. I was with my parents. I was 19 years old. I called them every day. Do you have an opening? Do you have an opening? Because I had decided I loved radio after doing that. And I finally, they'd call you, "Hi, Wendy." And I'm like, "Hey." And they're like, "Yes, we have something. Come down." So I ran the Rick D's weekly top 40 countdown. I followed Stereo Stan. And I said, "I want to do some radio talk." And they're like, "You go into the production room and lose that, and we'll think about it." So I would go in and do advertisement after advertisement. And they let me go on midnight to 6. The crickets loved me. And, yeah, but it was a blast. And the people that you meet and just different things. I mean, it's not everybody that gets to go, 100 feet in the air in a giant Pepsi can doing a remote.
Right. This job is crazy. There are so many. I've been in a hot air balloon.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't done this job.
No.
Oh, my God. The can was great. But it was funny because I was supposed to be out looking for a job. I got to tell you this. I was out supposed to be looking for a job. My dad's like, "You need to get a job." Hadn't gotten to KTRS yet, but I was familiar with them. So I stopped by the fairgrounds and Bill Cody was up in a giant Pepsi can hanging from this, thing. And here it comes. He says, "Get in." I go up and he does a remote with me. Like we're kind of talking like we are now. I go home that night. My dad goes, "So, did you find a job?" And I go, "Dad, I was out all day looking. There's just nothing." And he goes, "Well, it's kind of hard to do from a Pepsi can." I'm like, "Oh, God." I didn't know he listened to that kind of music. So.
Oh, the places you will go.
Oh, absolutely. So I do. I love radio. I do. And so I did end up losing the accent, but I can bring it back when I want to.
How did you get started? Well, first of all, I think for our listeners, since they can't see you, it's important to confirm that you look a lot like Winona. She looks so much like her.
She does.
So well, thank you, because I think she's beautiful, so thank you.
She is Winona Judd.
What's funny is I went to Nashville in 2003. I want to say it was September of 2003. And I was previously married. And we went down there with he and myself and my mother and my sister. Went to Nashville, and I was in an open mic talent competition. And, of course, we go to Tootsie's, and we walk in the and I had a little, straw hat on and everything. We're just cruising. And this lady came out of the store, and she goes, "Oh, my God, you're Winona Judd." And I went, "Hi." I did not say yes or no. Maybe that was wrong. I'm very sorry. "Can I have your autograph?" And I kind of stared at her like, "Oh, geez, what do I do here?" Well, my name, Wendy Jo, W-J. So I signed W-J, and you would have thought she had won the lottery. It made her day. So, Lord, forgive me. But I didn't sign her name. But I made her happy.
Oh, I love that.
It was awesome. It made my day.
Maybe it was meant to be. That is,
yeah.
I'm starting to live my life believing that there's no coincidences. Somebody told me that as when I was doing more investigative stuff. So it was for journalism, but there are no coincidences, what they said. But lately I've been thinking about it just in life, and it's like, that's kind of crazy. Two people meet at the stoplight, something happens. And that might not be.
Yeah, nothing is just by chance. Yeah, nothing is by chance. I mean, it's well, one of my favorite lines right now, and I'm hoping to get a tattoo on my arm at my age. It says, it's already been written. To me, that is one of the most powerful things I've ever heard. It's already been written. You're just along for the ride, you know? And if something changes or something doesn't go your way, just yell plot twist and go on.
Was that the first time that it clicked that you could impersonate Wynonna?
You know, actually the first time I was in Walmart here. And I was just buying groceries, doing my thing, and this lady kept staring at me from the row over, and I thought, okay. So I just ignored her, and I got my stuff paid for, and I was walking out, and I feel a tap on the shoulder. She goes, excuse me, ma'am, has anybody ever told you how much you look like Wynonna Judd? And I'm like, no, this was before the Nashville, this was before anything. And I went home and told my mom, and I said, Mom, this lady stopped me and said I look like Wynonna Judd. She goes, well, you know, you kind of do. And so she starts getting album covers out and pictures and all this. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I never noticed that. Well, I've always sang. I started singing with my dad in his band down in Texas when I was 16. He put me on stage. And I just sang. And it's a coincidence that I happen to sound like her.
That's crazy.
So to look like her and then be a singer and sound like her is very strange. So the Great Pretenders was a group here from Casper, and I was going through a divorce, and they came to me at a celebration in Glen Rock, and this lady ran across the street, and she says, we just heard you sing My Name Is, and da-da-da, and we have this group, and we do Pretenders, and she says, we want you to audition for the group as a Wynonna Judd impersonator, and that's how it started.
Wow. So, tell me a little bit about that. What was that experience like?
It was great. It was really, really great. One of the best things is I met him doing it. When I walked in, he saw me, and that was all she wrote. We traveled different places, you know, Newcastle, just things around the state, and a lot here in town. We did a lot of private deals. Every time I did, I had somebody come up to me, and this was the most important thing. Someone would come to me and say, oh, my gosh, the song you just sang absolutely changed things. One lady hadn't spoken to her dad in 4 years, and I sang a song, and it touched her somehow. She came to me later, and she says, I'm going to go home and call my dad. And so, you know, I don't know what it was, but it touched her somehow. So that was my biggest experience, was people that were just like, oh my gosh. One lady said, I can't see the real thing, but you're real close. And it feels good, and I liked that. And sometimes I would get worried. I would be singing a song, and I asked him after we met, and I said, I don't think they liked that. I didn't sing that very good. Oh, my gosh, nobody did anything. And he goes, Wendy, look around. They're just sitting there staring at you. They don't know what to do. And I thought that was pretty cool. So, yeah, it's just the people's reactions. And it was fun dressing up.
Mike, I can tell that you're one of her biggest fans.
Oh, yeah.
Is that safe to say?
Yes, ma'am, it is. I am one of her biggest fans.
That's great that you have that support.
Oh, yeah.
So, she's got a look. Wynonna's got the big red hair. Mm-hmm. How does she dress?
Well, she wears a lot of black. Clog shoes. And I say clog shoes, I mean like that big heel, you know? Mm-hmm. Kind of the open pants, the flare pants. She would wear hats sometimes, you know, the little, not necessarily cowboy hat, but just the hats. She flowed. Her clothes just flowed. She had a little bit of sparkle, but not too much. Kind of like at the concert the other night. It was beautiful. She was perfect. I mean, it was just perfect. So I tried to buy things that I would find around, whatever, or order things, or wig, like, you know, the red wig, everything. Just, you know, the bright red hair, when she was doing the bright red hair. And then she kind of went a little blonder, or had some blonde, you know. I tried to follow that when I was performing. And I had all the clothes. I had everything, and I watched her really close. And actually, I ended up going on eBay at one point, and I actually ordered, I want to say, oh, I don't know, a jacket coat thing, and it looked like patchwork all over. Kind of reminds me of Dolly Parton's song, you know, the patchwork.
Oh, yeah.
But this thing is bright with purples, and it, most people think it's ugly, but it was hers. She donated it to a church in Nashville where she lived, and a lady bought it at this auction to raise money for a young boy who had cancer, and then she had it forever, and then she decided to sell it on eBay, and I got it. So now I have a piece of her clothing, if nothing else.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
What do you think her super fans really love about her personality? Obviously, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I think, for me, I was just this morning kind of doing some research and just mm-hmm. watching her on YouTube mm-hmm. and listening to the lyrics, and she strikes me as a very strong woman.
She's been through so much. If you read about her, the issues with her mom.
Right.
And, I mean, it's a very sad thing that happened. A lot of people were angry that that happened, but she's been through so much. You know, her current husband, Cactus, the leg, the motorcycle accident and all that stuff. I guess her daughter has been in a lot of trouble, done some jail time, things like that. I mean, there's just so many things about her that people just, you just need to read. And she is still on that stage, and her voice is her instrument, and the words to her songs. Now, when a singer feels something and they sing it, you know, I won't sing a song unless I feel it, okay? That's awesome when you feel it, because you can get it out there. But when a singer can make you feel it, and that's what she does. When she sang her song, Is It Over Yet, at the concert, there were no lighters going. There was nobody moving, nobody talking. There was people wiping their eyes. I was one of them. He was too. her voice, she's real. She's just real. And that's why her people love her, I think. She's real. She doesn't talk about all the bad things that have happened. You know how some stars, oh, me this and oh, poor me that. Whatever. I'm very sorry, but whatever. I'm sorry it happened, but stop, okay? Everybody has problems. She has so much on her plate, and I do believe that she is personally now going through some illness. I don't know if it's a vertigo or something. She's got some problems. She never talked about it. She never apologized for it. She never this, never that. She doesn't move like she has in the past, but she doesn't need to. She could just sit there on a stool all night long and knock your socks off. And to me, that is a true performer, and I think that's what her fans like about her. I mean, I might be speaking for a lot of people, but I really believe that. So,
how amazing that she came to Wyoming, mm-hmm. that she performed in Casper. Mm-hmm. Was this the first time that you've seen her live?
Actually, no. The first time I saw her was at Bear Trap hearing.
What?
She was in Bear Trap. And
when was this?
I just hit the microphone. Dang nails. We heard about it, and it's funny because when she comes to town the second time, my phone blew up with my daughter, all three of my daughters, him, all the ladies I golf with, everybody at work. Look who's coming, look who's coming. And it was bing, 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 as soon as they saw it. Same with Bear Trap. So he says, you want to go? And I said, oh, my God, yes. And we sat pretty close, and then I weaseled my way in. We had our lawn chairs. And I weaseled my way up to the stage, to the corner, and I got down and kind of, she was sitting on a stool, she was just strumming a guitar, singing. And I got my camera and I wanted to get a picture. And I cannot remember the name of the song, but it was something, she said a line in it, something like, follow your dreams, something, something, something. And she pointed right at me. She goes, you know who you are. And I got this picture. It was like meant to be. It was really weird. So, yeah, that's the first time I saw her, and I didn't want
to
leave.
And you were supposed to get an interview then.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Was it K2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, at Bear Trap.
At Bear Trap. So I had another shirt on, a shirt I made that morning. There's a black and white of her, like, leaning against a tree, turned this way. And then I had a picture taken of me at my brother's wedding, and I kind of was turned the same way, and it's creepy. It is. So I had this black and white, her and me. And even one of the band members, when they were tearing down at Bear Trap, goes, "You look more like her than she does." And someone from the radio station saw me and said, "Hey." And they wanted to interview then, but there was, I don't know if it was a technical problem, something was going on. And they came and they apologized and they said, "We can't do it right now. Let's try, you know, this, this, this."
What is your favorite Wynonna Judd song to sing?
I want to say, "Is It Over Yet?" That was the first song she ever sang live as a solo artist at the CMA Awards, I believe. I believe it was CMA. She came out on stage and she belted that out. And just like the other night when she sang. When she sang it, I remember sitting in front of the TV watching, tears streaming down my eyes. I could not believe the words to the song, first of all, and just the powerful voice she had. And so I have to think, I have to say that one. And then Love Can Build a Bridge. Because of the words.
I love that one.
Because of the words. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm all about the words.
Yeah. Does her, I don't know. I'm not as good at Wynonna trivia as some of her fans might be. Does her sister sing with her ever?
Not that I know of.
But she sang with her mother, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Naomi. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were beautiful.
The harmonies that Naomi had was amazing. I like harmony. I like to try to sing harmony with a lot of things, but I never could quite pick up on all of her mom's harmonies. So that's what made them so special. Yeah, it was really awesome.
Hard to replicate some of that?
Yeah, very hard, very hard.
And what about Move? Do you feel like you try to embody her as well with like little gestures or?
I don't. I just, when I get the mic or whatever, I just sing. And it so happens, and he can vouch for this, that I move that way naturally. It's weird.
She's actually an amazing dancer.
When you feel the music, if there's a little, you know, kind of do your little shoulder thing or whatever, I just do things. And then there was video of us doing a show, I believe, at the Eagles years ago. I was actually doing this one from 2004 to about 2000. Late 2006, 2007 is when I did this. And they did a video and I watched it. It was creepy. It really was. It was like, oh my gosh. And I would laugh and say, "Oh, I don't remember doing that." I will walk out into the audience and, you know, like kind of sit on a guy's knee or something, whatever. Not saying that she would do that, but, you know, I just go with it. I just have fun.
The character sort of just takes
it
over.
It takes over. It really does. And it's very natural to me, so I don't know that I'm moving like her. That's just me.
It does. It does Wynonna justice when she sings her songs and all that stuff.
That's nice to hear. That is, because she's really amazing.
Does. She sings with a smile, I noticed.
She does.
I was studying her this morning. Mm-hmm. She has a really good, like an Elvis lip curl. Almost.
She does. Yeah. She does. She loves Elvis. I mean, absolutely. And she can go, thank you very much. You know, I mean, she is just, she's got the thing. She's got the soul. She's got the feel. It's in her blood. She cannot help it.
And she's really her own thing. But when I think about other artists in that era that kind of came up around the same time, Reba comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Big time, of course, the red hair. But also somebody who's really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of strikes me as a lady who doesn't need a man. She's good on her own.
Mm-hmm.
But I love watching. I don't know. I think Reba kind of has that same sort of
she does.
Independence.
She does. Well, that's she's definitely. I totally see it. Very independent. That's a good word for it. And Wynonna, I do believe, is the same way. She's just independent.
And you mentioned Dolly, too.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what it is about that, for whatever reason, was really appealing in female country artists at that time. It still is.
Mm-hmm.
But it contrasts greatly from some of the artists that came up when I was a kid. Like, Faith Hill does. I love Faith Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more whimsical, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's the difference between the artist when Wynonna came out solo, even with her mom, Dolly, Reba, you know. I'm not saying that the artists nowadays aren't good, but it's just different. Is it the world that has changed that, or is it just what people want to see? I don't want to see that anymore, but, you know,
It's more like how they dress now than anything, I believe, because they want to show all they possibly can, and nobody's paying attention to the music or the words or...
Yeah.
And it leaves nothing to the imagination. That just drives him crazy. It makes me laugh. He, turn it off. I can't stand that. Look, put some clothes on.
No,
we're old.
I tend to agree, though. No, I think it's true. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to be half mm-hmm. naked to get people to listen
no.
to your
there
music.
You go. No, or to sell records or anything. And that's one thing about her. Like I said, she could have, and this is me talking, and I think I probably am speaking for some other people that seem to be very moved by her being there, by just seeing her. She could have sat on a stool all night long with nothing but her, you know, acoustic guitar and sang. And people would have stayed. They would have cheered. They would have still cried. She just has that, I don't know, there's something about it. She just grabs you. She takes you. Yes, she does. And that, to me, is a true artist.
I wonder, too, when we kind of get on the topic of wardrobe and being maybe more conservative, but values and morals, mm-hmm. I think maybe, and a lot of her fans, maybe that's something that they love about her.
Is yep.
There
Absolutely.
Does seem to be a
yep.
lot of mm-hmm. substance there that's about love. Mm-hmm. What do you think, for you gravitate towards her themes in her music?
I love her gospel. And, you know, it's funny, she sang some. At the concert the other night, but there's one in particular. You know, you said she sings with a smile, okay? Mm-hmm. She is a Christian, and she sings gospel like no other. I mean, I'm talking, when she gets going, I've seen videos, you know, she's got the choir in the back, and it's amazing. But the one song you should listen to is I Can't Wait to Meet You.
Okay.
It is... absolutely the most amazing song. And I told him, I said, I have to find the music to that song, just the background music. I want to record that song in my voice, and when I pass away, that's what you will play. Yeah. This song is so upbeat, you can't help but move your shoulders. And I don't care if you're sad because, oh my gosh, she's gone. No, you're still gonna, you know, you're going to get the shoulders going, and you're going to get the clapping, and you're going to smile listening to the words to this song. So I highly recommend everybody listens to I Can't Wait to Meet You by Wynonna.
It's so uplifting. And like you were saying, she's going through all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's still, as I have two young girls, and so that's changed what we listen to in the car and on mm-hmm. the radio quite mm-hmm. a bit. And I do find that there are some women and artists who, you know, that you're not going to hear anything foul. It's going to be uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids like listening to it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's Shania Twain is in this camp.
Oh yeah.
Carrie
oh, yeah.
Underwood.
Oh yeah.
We've been going through a hard Cher streak. I've had to explain some things with Cher, but she's got that same presence of just
yeah.
huge, but voice is totally different.
They're yes.
Like, Mom, is this a guy or
I know,
a girl?
Right? I know. I know.
I know. So then I showed him a little bit of the Mermaids movie, but I digress.
That yeah, right. It is so different.
Wow.
And I will say this, one thing I do want to say before we end or whatever is, if I got to meet her, I would tell her, you brought me to him. And it really, that's really what happened. And yeah, I can't imagine life without him. I mean, honestly, to be loved so unconditionally, yeah, there nothing happens by chances. It was meant to be, but she, her music, me loving that music, and just happening to look like her. I mean, you know, I haven't had no facelift or anything. Yeah, so I mean,
what's she doing in here? That's my only job. What's she doing in here?
Matter of fact,
you're the lucky guy who got to take her.
It was right across the street.
Yeah,
it was right across the street here. Where it happened. It was right over here, and I was up there singing, and his sister drug him in. The Eagles is when we really visited, but the first time I actually saw him, she goes, I'm bringing my brother. He loves Wynonna. And I'm up there singing, and I'm dressed like her at that session, you know, or that, you know, that piece. And he was sitting there, and he had his head down, and he's kind of listening and stuff. And I walked around behind him, and I took his hat off. He didn't know I was going to do it. Took his hat off, and I kind of rubbed. Well, when I took his hat off, okay, he's bald on top, all right? I took his hat off and went, and I remember singing. I kept singing, didn't forget the words, but I was like, oh, crap. I just exposed him. So I put his hat back on, and that was the first time we, like, met. But, hi, how are you? I'm Wendy. Okay, bye. But we made eye contact. Yeah. But it was the Eagles he came back to, and yeah. I didn't even recognize him when he came back. I didn't know that was the guy with the bald head, you know.
Well, he's hard to miss.
He's a big guy. Big guy.
I'm going to guess 6'4".
Yes, ma'am. Okay. But, yeah, no, she and her music, and coincidence, if you believe in that or whatever, things happened, and I feel that she brought me to him, and I just want to publicly tell everybody I thank her for that.
Yep.
Because I'm very happy.
Me too.
Very happy.
This has been Report to Wyoming, presented in the public interest by Town Square Media.